Casey at work on Casey 107.7.
Dit is 11:33, jy is ingeskakel by Casey at work en ek kuier saam met jou op hierdie Vrydag tot en met 12:00 vandag. Nou, ek wil 'n bietjie gesels, dit is skoolvakansie gewees en ek het nou op die lyn saam met my vir Shanae Crash, she's from the South African Institute of Child and Adolescent Mental Health. Good morning, how are you doing, Shanae?
Good morning, Michelle. I am well, thank you. How are you?
Very good. When it's Friday, I've got like extra energy because it's weekend.
Thank you all.
Yes. I want to thank you for the opportunity so we can talk to you this morning.
And thank you so much.
And that the listeners can just get a little bit more info about what are you doing. So can you tell us about PsyCAMH and the work you do?
Of course. At the South African Institute of Child and Adolescent Mental Health, or PsyCAM for short, is all about making mental health support more accessible in schools, especially in communities where these services are often limited. And we work in areas like East River, Macassar, Kraaifontein, Stellenbosch, and the Helderberg area. This includes Somerset West and Mzamo Township. And our work focuses on a few key programs. One of them is Learn to Learn, which helps learners build emotional resilience. We've also got substance use disorder support program, where we provide brief intervention and outpatient support for learners struggling with substance use. But we don't just focus on our learners, we also work with teachers. So our educator workshops help them to identify and support learners facing mental health challenges while also looking after their own well-being. And lastly, we also run training programs for social work graduates, auxiliary workers, students, interns, etc., giving them practical experience to help them become more employable. At the heart of what we do is this belief. When you support a child's mental health, you are setting them up for success in school and in life.
Shanae, tell us about the holiday program that you are involved in.
Yeah, we are really excited to be part of a holiday program that is hosted by Stellcare in Stellenbosch, where we are working with learners from different schools to create a fun but meaningful experience that supports their emotional well-being. One of the sessions that we run is called Living My Best Life, which encourages kids to reflect on their personal goals, the choices they make, and the kind of future they want for themselves. And in our breakaway groups, we take them on a little journey of self-discovery, where they get to create shields of protection, and these shields represent their strengths, values, and support systems, giving them a visual reminder of what keeps them grounded and safe. It has been an amazing experience so far, not just for the learners, but for us as well. And this program goes beyond just keeping them busy during the holidays, because it gives them a space to express themselves, build confidence, and develop important coping skills.
And then why is it important to bring mental health programs into schools, especially in under-resourced communities?
Yes, I mean, as we know, so many young people face challenges like stress, trauma, instability at home, and this can have a huge impact on their mental health, their behavior, and even their ability to focus in class. And when these challenges aren't addressed, they can lead to things like substance use, dropping out of school, emotional struggles that can stay with them into adulthood. And the problem is that in many communities, mental health services just aren't easily available. And that's why we believe that schools are the best place to provide this kind of support. When we bring mental health programs into the school environment, learners don't have to worry about things like transport or the cost, and they can get the help that they need early on before things get worse. And by working closely with our schools, we can identify learners who might be struggling, offer them individual or group support, and train our teachers to pick up on the signs that a child may need help, because it's all about making mental health support part of everyday school life.
Yeah. So, Shanae, how does the South African Institute of Child and Adolescent Mental Health support teachers and caregivers in promoting mental health?
Teachers and caregivers play a really important role because they are the ones who first notice when a child is struggling. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that they might not always know what to do or how to help. And that is where people like us come in. So we offer our educator workshops where we train teachers to recognize the early signs of mental health challenges, giving them practical tools to support learners in the classroom and also help them look after their own well-being because we know how demanding their jobs are. And we've also developed a learner support checklist, which helps the school to identify these at-risk learners and refer them for the right kind of help. And this makes sure that our children who need support don't fall through the cracks. By giving our teachers the tools they need, we are helping to create a more supportive learning environment where mental health isn't just something we talk about. It is something we actively look after.
Shanae, what can parents and communities do to support children's mental health?
One of the biggest things parents and caregivers can do is just be present and open to conversations about mental health. It is so important to create a space where our children feel safe to talk about their emotions without the fear of judgment. Something as simple as just checking in with them regularly, asking how their day was, what is on their mind, can go a long way. And it also helps when the adults in their lives model healthy ways to handle stress. If kids see their parents or caregivers using positive strategies like taking deep breaths before reacting or talking through their feelings, they will learn to do the same. And the last thing is to pay attention to changes in behavior. Mm-hmm. If a child suddenly becomes withdrawn or moody or they act out in ways that isn't typical for them, it could be a sign that something is wrong. And let them know that it's okay to ask for help and that they don't have to go through things alone. Because when we work together, parents, teachers, communities, we can help our kids develop resilience and confidence to navigate life's challenges.
Yeah.
And then, can I just close off really quickly?
Yes, and then at the end, you can also tell the listeners where they can make contact with you, if they have more questions to ask.
Okay, no problem. So at PsyCam, we truly believe that every child deserves the chance to thrive, both emotionally and academically. And that is why we are committed to making mental health support easily accessible in schools, especially in the communities where it is needed most. But we are always looking for people who want to volunteer their time to support our work. And if someone would like to get involved, there are a few ways that you can reach out. You can visit our website at psycam.org.za. That is spelled SAI-CAMH.org.za, or you can follow us on Facebook to stay updated on what we are doing and how you can be part of it. Then I just want to end with like a call to action. So to all the parents, teachers, and caregivers listening, just know that you are not alone in this. Together, we can create a world where every child feels seen, supported, and empowered to reach their full potential.
Thank you very much, Nai. Yes, I think every parent, teacher needs to hear this. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. This was so lovely.
Yeah, I mean, this is a topic that it's a very important topic that us as parents and teachers needs to deal with on a daily basis. And you told us now how to look out for signs because we normally don't know. And especially with the social media these days, the kids are more on their have more access to phones, especially from a younger age already, than we our parents had when we were younger. So. Yeah, thank you for letting us know.
No, definitely. And I also think that we think because people have access to social media, things are easier. It really isn't. And it is everybody's responsibility, whether it is your child or not. Yeah. It's everyone's responsibility to look out for the next child or the next minor. Because it's what is the saying? It takes a village.
Yes, yes. Shanae, we're definitely going to have a follow-up with this topic because I think there's a lot to say about this and a lot of info that you can give to everyone out there. So until next time, I'll definitely, we'll have an interview again. But go and enjoy your weekend and we'll chat again. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Daai was Shanae Crouch, sy is daar van die South African Institute of Child and Adolescent Mental Health. So belangrik, dat ons moet invest in ons kinders se mental health. En selfs, soos hy sê, ouers en onderwysers, allemaal, so gaan maak gerus kontak met hulle en as jy enige vrae het, raak betrokke en raak deel van die, laat ons kan bewus raak hoe om uit te kyk vir tekens wanneer jy weet om te fokus en laat jou kind is dalk nie op die oomblik daar waar jy weet hy moet wees nie. Hy is nie hom of haar self nie, dat die mens daai tekens kan raak sien. Soos hy sê, it takes a village. Ons moet allemaal saam staan en mekaar ondersteun.
You're at work radio every day, 9 to 12, only on KC 107.7.